You've been a skilled master of it. I noticed how you go down that line, that tight wire, the auto thing.
Yes, you do. I think
it's the right thing to do.
I think that's right. The public interest sometimes gets obscured.
Right. Let me ask you something I'd like for you to undertake. It's a very tough thing to do. But as you know, we've had a crisis occurring at Pat Gray.
Yes.
We have a recent order is acted most utter stupidity I've ever heard of. Gray destroying documents were given to him. He was not ordered to. He got the impression of me that was most utter stupidity in the world. But of course, Gray is a wonderful guy, as you know. Gray is a wonderful guy, but not very apparently. I don't know him that well. What is it?
I don't know. He took my place at the Justice Department when I left.
Yeah.
In the civil division.
How did you do that?
Well, I think he did all right. He was the people there liked him. He was...
Oh, he's a wonderful guy. And they got stamped and all that sort of thing. So forth and so on. Right.
And he didn't get into the chaos that much. But,
yeah. Well, what is needed now? Prefer, if you would, to let me nominate you. understand. I'm not prepared to say that with everything public from the grand jury acts and all that in 3 or 4 weeks. Now, in doing this, you are not tired at all, so you would never have a damn thing to do with Watergate or any of that crap, right?
That's right.
You're nothing about it, right?
Amen.
You have had the experience in the Department of Justice, and you have the experience in Emma. I'd like for you to, if you would give me an answer now, would you take the record, girl?
Mr. President, let me say, if you ask me to do it as president on behalf of the country, my answer would be of course. I have no desire to be the director of the FBI.
Well, you'd prefer not to.
Yes.
Well, if you prefer not to, you shouldn't do it then. Why would you prefer not to? Have you got any intention?
Well, I have. In the first place, I think one of the criticisms that were leveled against Gray might be applicable to me, and that is that I don't have a law enforcement background.
Criticism won't hurt you as acting director.
No, I don't think it would either. I think as a permanent director, I would be subject to being a politician, somebody who's been a party man and
ran for office.
Yes. All of the evil things with it.
Yeah, they would have to go and have Harvey Bush around and see that awful person. Bob and all the rest. Well, then, all right, I got to think you, if that's what I don't press the person on a job on that important. You got to want to do it and say, oh, that's a job.
I think
but let me ask you this then. Will you then, as president, if I ask you, will you act as director and do it until I get a director, which it might be, I think, I may have one of them. Check, it may take 2 months. I might have it a little sooner, a little later. But that's what I'm not talking in longer terms, let me say, than 2 months, because the Bureau has got to have a leader who can come in and do it. The purpose of your going there is to simply keep the place together and give me, after your study of what you to make as acting director, a study of the whole damn bureaucracy and talking who the men are to stay, who the people that should moved out, and how it should be reorganized so that I can then give that to the director of the military general. That's what I'd like to do.
I can do that. Let me, as far as my reporting lines there are concerned, if there's to be a military general, is it?
Yeah, at the present time, I want you to report. Well, you'll report. You're reporting to the director of the bureau. Let me say at this point, I want you to report to me. You're relying on directly to me. And the president, of course, you've got to deal with client agents and so forth. He is the attorney general. In terms of this reorganization and the rest, it's directly to the president. Directly to the president.
No, I understand that. Now, in terms of any, in terms of the kind of thing that seemed to me that they got Gray in trouble in responding to request from me in the White House, even that sort of thing.
You don't worry about that. There would be no request from the White House, whatever.
I'm convinced that if any file that I have involves any problem in this country should be immediately available to the president.
I'm not going to ask you that. Let me say, while you're there, you're not going to have any problems. And as a matter of fact, Gray was right in turning over to Dean files that had to do with Dean's investigation of White House Dean. Now we have to know, that's one thing. Actually, the director's bureau, we have to make our checks, and we're checking on people all the time. You don't know those are all files to us, like we're checking on somebody who's going to be a judge or a judge like that. That sort of thing. But I can assure you, as far as anything else is concerned, there will be absolutely nothing. I don't know what I have on the show myself tomorrow. There's going to be any screwing around. I'm not going to allow it. That's all there is to it.
That's fine. How do you anticipate that this would be handled? How would this be announced?
Oh, I'd announce it today.
Is it going to be done by a press conference?
No.
By a statement from?
Oh, I haven't announced it. I haven't really thought that completely through. Maybe we should talk about that.
I don't know, it would be just deluge.
Deluge. President has showed you that there is to be total cooperation with everybody concerned and all that sort of thing. Now, except as you know, they ever get into the raw files, they remember, don't get them to Cape Gray, and they're turning raw files over the committee, say, we'll work out the proper procedure, of course, with the committees of the Congress, such as it was done during the day, during the Scrooge age or something like that. I'd sort of a little off on that point. What would you have in mind as to what could be said?
So it seems to me that we made it clear that I'm to be there until what that is, obviously, is because of the recent revelations of
Trump
Grade, is the need to put somebody in there to keep the thing going until a successor can be found.
Yes, they were also, and wanted to say to you that you were there to make President Ashby to go ahead and make recommendations with regard to reorganization. If you say that, or that bad?
Well, then that's terrible.
But I want you to do that. Understand?
Yes.
I want you to give me a personnel. You get each one of the men. I want to know about Felton and all these other people. Which ones are good, which are bad, which ones are worn out, which are cutting the other, what the bureaucracy is, what the attitudes are, and so forth and so on. I raise other questions. Let's gain on it a little bit.
Yeah. Now, it seems to me that at some point I'll have to talk to the press. I don't know exactly how. Whether I ought to do that in just piecemeal or a full-blown press conference of some kind. As I get it, sir, what you would be doing is saying that that Pat Gray is relieved of his responsibility.
He resigned already.
He has resigned.
That's right. That's it. That's already happened.
Has that been announced?
Announced this afternoon. So that's gone.
I missed it.
That's why I don't want to interrupt. And I don't want to hear what you call it. Isn't the right word. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't want to hide this. Pat Gray has done it. See, he's too easy to resign.
Would I have to? I think I'd have to resign my position at EBA in order to be eligible for that job. I don't know.
Let me ask you to do this, despite the fact that his name has been dragged into some things here. John Ehrlichman is a totally, I'm sure you understand, totally honest, loyal, dedicated public.
Oh, yes, sure.
Would you mind talking to him about what you might have to do with your signs or to come back with a plan to meet with the next 10 or 15 minutes?
Sure, I'd be glad to do that.
Fine. Because I have no idea of any rules to whether you have to resign or you don't, or whether you should do a press thing. I want to get this out fast, though.
I've seen so many of these people coming out of their homes with a TV guy. There's got the thing under his neck.
I don't. You could say, I've taken this position. I'm honored to serve. I will serve. I'm very proud. I mean, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, my goal to keep its standards, to restore its standards to the high standard you have in J. Edgar Hoover. Of course, how long do people want to hear that? All thought he was horrible until they got credit, and they think he's
good. They're all for Cooper. I don't have any question about being able to handle it.
Yeah, you just want to know what the answers are. Well, I think first and first thing through is the acting director of the Bureau. Well, successor, how long will that be? The president wants to take the time that's necessary to get an individual who is superbly qualified, who is the best qualified person in the country, who has had law enforcement experience, has his own law enforcement experience, not just say the best qualified person in the country, and one who will command respect from both parties. I want somebody that can get that is nonpartisan, that both parties involved, so that he will have, therefore, total support in the country. So, I mean,
and he's asked me to take this position during this interim period while
there continues the search
for success.
You are going to be the head other girl, who you're going to report to, and report, of course, in the usual way, and so forth. And what about FBI files and so forth? They will be rigidly guarded, their security, you know, and so forth and so on. What about investigations that will be undertaken of our Watergate and the emails that are going to be? The president told you that to investigate anything, no stone unturned to get at the bottom of the Watergate thing. That's a good line for you. That's what I'm telling you right now. I don't care who it hurts. Leave no stone unturned to go over there in that bureaucracy and fight on them. And if they didn't do, they claimed they did a good job, but it may be that they didn't. I don't know. And partly, I'm afraid it's because Mitchell was involved. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you now, leave no stone unturned. And you and Watergate, you and your federal bureau investigation, in that or anything else, most of the credits would be most well-known there, no matter who it hurts, to get to the bottom of the Watergate or anything else in that sort of comes to the bureau.
Now, you want me to talk to John about how we handle this with the press?
Yeah, why don't you get
yeah.
done from.
Or it should be, I think Ron, if he's got the facilities, ought to do it right from here.
Ron just, you know, just goes out.
What are they? It's not a present, the press will, and now they want to get the pen up, and what do I do about that?
I think you'll have to see them at some time when you're pulled together and proposed and ready to go. Maybe you ought to talk to Ziegler about that. He may want to have you do it from here. And that would be the easiest if you could do it from here.
Yeah, they'll ask you about Watergate. They'll ask you what the president say about it. He said, he needs no stone unturned. What's the president's attitude on it? It's from a total, I'm conducting my own investigation. It's from a total, what about other people? My understanding services, leave no stone unturned, no matter who it is, no comment. He said, I won't comment. I obviously can't comment as long as there's a grand jury proceeding on any individuals. My investigation with anything I have to do with those that have been directed by the fellow store who can be at the bottom of this or anything else. No, any other thing. That sound right to you, John?
Absolutely.
So what else can you say about other questions now?
Well, they may ask if you've had any connection with any of these things. In the time that you were the civil assistant or anything of that sort. And you're totally detached. Now, you did work for Mitchell.
Well, that's the one thing I was bringing up a moment ago. I don't know whether that doesn't affect my ability to be objective about it.
I said that Peter's work for Mitchell.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Almost everybody works for Mitchell.
Yeah. Well, see, Kleindienst, what did he call it, receded or remitted or something, and because of his close relationship. Well, you didn't have that kind of a close
relationship.
Well, not only what Kleindienst was, but I was an assistant attorney general.
Under Mitchell. Yeah.
From 1969 to 70, so I took this job in 1970, December of 70.
Yeah.
Well, almost 2 years.
Yeah, but you were not there at the time of the campaign.
Oh, no. No. I've been at EVA since December of 70.
That's my point. I think you could say I have had no connection, whatever, with the attorney general or, you know.
You'll have to be prepared to cope with that, but I think you can
do it. That's the point that you have not, I would say.
You've got an excellent reputation as being independent and calling shots as you see them.
I assume that given this thought, that'll undoubtedly be said, that here I'm being put in there, and I'm friend of Mitchell's. And,
well, it's hard to find somebody to leave the price.
I understand.
You've got to have somebody that knows.
And I think, you know,
anybody in the hero.
If the emphasis is on the interim.
That's right. You are here.
And I'm here to, in a sense, take control until you can find success.
Get off. Yeah, get off. Yeah. No, I'll tell you, I don't want him. I can't have him. I just talked to Bill Ruckelshaus, and Bill is a Mr. Clean, and I want to follow in there that it's not part of the old guard, and it's not part of that inviting in there. He'll do it as acting director until we get the photograph. See, I'm making a search of you now. And he says he'll take it for that long. But do you think that's a good thing? Now, his only problem is, he says, well, what the hell am I going to say? He says, I knew Mitchell. But I said, tell everybody to know Mitchell. I mean, he doesn't work there since 1970. And he was there, but never during the campaign. But don't you think Bill would be a good one? I do. And I'm going to name him acting director of the Bureau, and I'm going to have it announced from over here. Is that all right? Yeah. Oh, under the rules and regulations of the law, it's an appointment that the Attorney General has to make. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, I make the announcement that I have directed the Attorney General to make him the acting director until Petrella's successor is announced. It is direct. All right. That's what we'll do. Fine.
Got it. He's delighted. He was not what felt him. We can't have him. There's reasons that he's part of the infighting.
Well, maybe we'd better be a little more explicit with Bill than that. We obtained information during the time of the very serious FBI leaks to the Post and to Time magazine that Felt was the source of the leaks. This was at the time that Gray was trying to settle in there, and there was a lot of ups and downs with the old guard and so on. And it came to us in an almost unimpeachable form.
Felt the number two man.
He's the number two man.
That's from it came to us from a Time magazine lawyer.
It was an admission against interest on the part of Time magazine.
Now, understand, we raised it, and Gray couldn't believe it. Nobody in the best resort, and I don't know. I can't. Maybe he's lying, but it was right out of the bureau. We know it, so we want you to watch Felt like a hawk. I just can't, under such circumstances, I can't allow Felt to put Felt in there as a thing. So I think that's what we want to do here.
All right, I understand that.
Yeah.
Is in place an appointment of the Attorney General?
Administrator. The President has always been.
Yes, I understand.
I don't know what I meant. So I had to call Hoover up when I first became President. Tell him he had a job.
Well, now, how do you...
Shall I get Sigler?
I think that'd be a good step.
Let's talk about how we get this done. I think it ought to be done right out here. So that
John, are you sure at least that this? Well, you say you haven't looked into this question whether I could leave.
No,
that.
I have not.
Just say it. Just say that I'm examining that. Just say that problem is being examined at the present time. If you can take a leave of absence, you will do so. If not, you resign the position of that in order to do this. And let me tell you, I'll take care of it.
No, I don't know.
No, I know that. But,
sir, me, I
just
want
to answer the question.
Yeah. Yes.
You'll say you're looking into that. If that matter now is being checked from a legal standpoint, that you'll do whatever the law requires. If you can take a leave of absence from your position, you will do so. If not, you will, of course, resign your position so you can take this position. That's what I would say. That's a good point. And I would, say, what do you think about the leaks? Well, anything like that, you would just say the President has given you carte blanche and orders to get to the bottom of anything.
I think the answer is that I'm here not to make accusations, but to find out what the facts are.
That's right. Right. And also, that's right. You're going to do that. And in your view, it's that the President considers the integrity of the Bureau to be one of his highest responsibilities. And that you are there for the purpose of doing everything you can in this interim period to restore that integrity. Shall we say restore?
No. Maintain.
Maintain. Ron, Bill Ruckel's house. Is going to be acting director of the FBI. Acting director is not can you give him the language or should he get something written out on this or what?
Well, the technicality here is that the Attorney General makes the appointment.
Right.
So that the President has discussed this with the Attorney General.
This way. The President has today directed that the Attorney General appoint Mr. Ruckelshaus as acting director of the Bureau pending the appointment of a permanent successor.
That's done. I wonder if it is all right with you if this is made clear that I am to sit there and tell the successor.
is making a very deliberate search. He makes this appointment. It's enormous. It's very important. And that until he gets the right man, he's still checking the number of names. You say there are a number of names.
This is in fact sensitive because of the grave.
That's right. A number of names. We do not have that yet. And as soon as that name is available, as soon as the president completes that search, that will be, and that you will leave this position. Hopefully returning to EPA, and that position is open for us.
I'll
stay there until a successor is named.
Well, then, we should make the point, in response to questions, would Bill Ruckel's one of those be considered for?
No.
And there we rather say no.
No. As a matter of fact, Mr. Ruckelshaus has requested. No, I requested the president that I not be considered for the permanent position. Put it that way. I requested the president. I offered it to him, Ron. He said I prefer not to be. He said I'll do it if you direct me to his president. Request me to his president. And I said nobody should take this job unless he wants the son of a bitch. So that's my language. Spell bitch right. All right,
yes, wrong.
Ruckelshaus, right. But that Ruckelshaus is going in there with a directive from the president to use the entire resources of the government in cooperation with the U.S. attorneys, and for cooperation with the prosecuting authorities to get at the bottom of the whole Watergate matter, and that he is to leave no stone unturned, no matter who there is. I think if you say that, the president told you, no stone unturned, no matter who there is.
If we get into a statement like that, Mr. President, then would lead to speculation and questions. Well, does this mean now that there's a new investigation and another investigation?
No.
Seems.
No. Go ahead.
Well, my point is the fact that Gray is leading and Ruckelshaus is leading this act, we make the point that he is there until you make a selection of the permanent one,
right.
That he will serve open in that capacity until a man is selected. And then say he, of course, will continue the work of the FBI and will cooperate as has been.
But his point is, don't indicate you're going to make a new investigation.
Sure, if we do.
Yes, but the point is, if the question comes up, well, what is your attitude? What did the president try to do to that? He said, continue the investigation and to leave no stone unturned to get at the bottom of this, no matter who's hurt.
Yeah, you've got to get in place to see what's been going on before
right.
You can say what
I don't indicate that you're going there for the purpose of conducting an investigation. A very thorough investigation has been undertaken, and it may be as much as can be done. So you're not going to reflect on the investigation today.
I don't know.
If you say that the president's orders, what are the president's directed to you with regard to this? You are to continue the investigation that has already, you understand, been going on for months, and that you are to leave no stone unturned to get at the bottom of this matter, no matter who it is. I think that's a pretty good. Does that sound right to you, Ron, or does it?
Well, in response to a question, I think.
Only in response to a question. No,
well,
they ask
you. Do you anticipate that I would make a statement or just respond to questions?
No.
Or is it
I would make a statement. What would you have him do there?
Well, I don't think it's necessary for you to make a statement as such.
No. You would. I think you should go out and say, Ron should go out and say what you would say.
Well, I would go out and I say the president has confirmed this afternoon with the attorney general. He has met just completed a meeting with Bill Ruckelshaus, and he has requested Mr. Ruckelshaus to take the position as acting director of the FBI. Mr. Ruckelshaus.
No, and his director, and the Attorney General, pursuant to the President's direction, has this afternoon named him as acting director of the FBI. And the President will leave the government. That is, he will take, continue in this position until a successor, permanent successor is named. How's that sound?
And then leave it right there.
And leave it right there. And that's my question. You could say, I don't know whether, should he say something?
Well, then they'll be around, you know.
I'd rather have you do it here, and then you say, no, I said everything I can, and when they hit you at their house, say, I'm not going to have any more to say.
I think that's right. I've got to say, I can't, because if I don't do it here, I'll be out of my house.
They'll be there anyway, but I would say,
or
you could say it here.
Or you could do it this way.
Yeah.
You could either do it here, or you could do it at Eva.
The resignation with you? No.
Seems to me my response has to be
yes.